This is The Drive on the Superstation, CJOB 68.
317. Well, most people are familiar with the black box, the recording device that assists investigators in determining the cause or causes of an aircraft accident. According to one inventor, though, the biggest shortcoming of the black box is that by their very nature, they are designed to indicate problems after they have already occurred, which, of course, is much too late to help the pilots and passengers in some situations. Joining me is Varaf Kapadia. He's chair and CEO of Star Navigation Systems Group Limited, and he's come up with a solution to the shortcomings of the black box by inventing new technology that performs all of the functions of the typical black box while providing current information to pilots and ground controllers, giving them the ability to note any potential problems and nip them in the bud. So, Varaf, thanks for doing this. And first off, what's your background? How did you become involved in this field?
I hope you're sitting down.
Okay.
My background, I'm an accountant by profession, but also I'm an inventor. I've invented a couple of products and have patents on them and working on a third one as well.
So what else have you invented? I'm just curious.
I just invented a patent which is called Safe Landing Systems, where you actually, if you remember that France, Concorde went down quite a few years ago.
Right, and it was debris on the runway?
Yes.
Okay.
So my system actually debris or even black ice or even oil. It can talk to the aircraft or to the tower to make sure the runway is clean. If there is a debris, they will be informed. The first one is the STAR patent, which is the in-flight safety monitoring system. And the third one I'm working on, it's I'll be with the lawyers, is on Homeland Security.
Now, I have to ask, and you know this is coming, Varaf, but how on earth does an accountant get involved in this type of work?
When you're 16 and the Longest Day movie is on in your town, a morning show, and the line at the Science College University are roughly about 200 people, and at the Commerce College there are only 3 people.
And where was this?
This was in India in 1968-69.
Let's talk about that in-flight safety monitoring system.
Absolutely.
Briefly, give us an overview of the concept and what it does.
Okay. Basically, what it does is you have these wonderful computers on the aircraft. These computers don't talk to each other a lot as much as it should, because if you know, modern aircraft manufacturers get equipment done from one supplier, another supplier, and all that. So I would use the ISMS, in-flight safety monitoring system, as a server on board, which talks to all the data buses, which are the flight data recorder, flight fault computer, flight data acquisition unit. There are 8 of them, all the 717 and 49 data buses. And that information is sometimes repeated, but in our system, we have the ability to make sure we take only what's really good information and filter it through. So when anything that can go wrong goes wrong, we are aware of it within seconds, and that information is passed to the ground straight away.
So then the difference between your system and the onboard black box is...
We are proactive, they are reactive. We do another thing called trend monitoring. When doing trend monitoring, we are, as you know, that every accident is a result of several incidences, mostly. So what we do is we are always looking at anything which is off target, to use a sort of a common word. Or if the parameters are breached, we are aware of it and we look at it. Our filters will tell you, because we don't want to give any false strength. We don't want to tell you that your engine number 4 is on fire when it's not. So we filter those and we are able to pinpoint and tell you what the problem is on the ground. However, with trend monitoring, you are also able to tell if there are any deteriorations in any systems. Like it could be engine, hydraulics, or anything.
So yours is really preventative.
Absolutely. We are the new black box. I hate to say that, but in future.
So is your system actually being implemented by any airline currently?
Yes, it is flying currently on an airline. I'm not allowed to talk about the names of the airline. We have also installed it in other airlines back in the Asia region, and we are waiting for some clearance to transmit satellite signals from that country. But now we're working with Atrium Paradigm Services out of the ADS group, the Airbus group, and we are trying to work out some marketing details with them. At the same time, we have just signed a memorandum of agreement with Canadian Marconi Easterline. CMC, that is. And the big boys have recognized us. We are also working on the SET Opti and the CESAR project for the black box convention, how do you find the black box, sending signals via satellite. All those things are currently in progress, and we are very happy with our progress to date.
Well, Viraf, I'm thinking with tax season approaching, is the whole accounting thing on the back burner?
No. My son has become a chartered accountant, and he looks to this.
Okay.
So I don't even go there. I don't even touch my own taxes. It scares the hell out of me because I just don't want to pay too much. I just want to pay what's due. My son is a good accountant.
Viraf, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Absolutely. The pleasure is mine.
Viraf Kapadia, Chair and CEO of Star Navigation Systems Group Limited. All right.